Into the Blender, episode 33.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. And time goes nowhere when you're too careful. My life is insane because you're in it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first ever live Into the Blender.
From Balticon 43.
I'm Chooch.
And I'm Viv. And I would like to say special thanks to everybody that's actually in the room because and there's an awesome panel that's hopefully starting any minute now, Kraken's Quest, that's finalizing. It's supposed to be the big finale, and so we really appreciate you guys being here instead of there because it's going to be awesome and recorded. So, yay, T. Morris, I hope you get your jersey back finally.
Yeah. Can't wait to see it.
So, Chooch.
Yeah.
Our topic. Mm-hmm. Actually, before I do that, I did want to do something. I had gotten last year, I don't know, from at the Balticon New Media Party, I had grabbed a bunch of the gummy bracelets from the 80s because that was the theme last year. And I bought some more, and it was so hectic last night actually at the party that I forgot to give them out. So, gummy bracelets, Miss Jetty Boo, would you please pass these out for us? Oh, wait, give us two, because I forgot to keep them, and one for Rob. Okay, throw me one more. He wants two. He's working the board, so he gets two. I remember that. I know, right? I can't do it without Heather.
I didn't realize I was invited to the party until I was listening to Metamorph City today on the way down.
Oh. So we thought it would be an appropriate topic for us to discuss gaming. And, you know, for those of you that you have no idea who we are, you're just here because, you know, the lights are out in Kraken Quest right now. So we're all going to cross our fingers for tea that the lights come back on. But if you're not familiar with us, they are... Cool. For those of you that aren't familiar with our little gig here, Chooch and I both were married previously. We both have children from those previous marriages, and we've blended our family, and it's Into the Blender is that concept. But we also go along. There's so many other blends, religious, racial, whatever. We don't really care. We just enjoy hearing about how families adapt to those blends. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we come from on our perspective for this. And being at Balticon, where you see all of the families, that the people that actually bring their kids, which we didn't.
No.
It's and mommy, daddy time.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is mommy, daddy time.
LT was very disappointed. He was pushing and...
He was bitter.
Yeah.
He was bitter because he knows so many people that are here. And he's like, well, who's going to be there? And so I start listing people and his face just gets... more and more bitter, and I'm like, but I'll bring you stuff. And he's like, when are they coming over again? Because I want to see them too. So, you know.
BlenderCon
2009, right? So anyways, with all of the families that come and they bring their kids and the cosplay and the, you know, the costume stuff, for those that, I just learned cosplay is the term, so I'm kind of proud of that. But for those that don't know that term, the costuming, and you see the little girls running around in fairy outfits and things like that. But there's a lot of gaming that goes on here. And I just love to see all of the interaction with all of that. So we decided to talk about family gaming. And I know from the people here that we got some people that can add to the discussion. So, because, you know, I don't know if it's our first love, but the thing we spend the most time talking about and actually doing is computer gaming.
Yes.
Either video or online MMORPG. And so that's where I thought we would start.
Yeah. Playing and talking about and
wearing the T-shirt for a City of Heroes podcast at the end of the Blender. That's pretty good cross-promotion. Yeah. Well done, baby. So basically what we do in our house is, you know, the basic first rule when you have kids and you're going to let them go on the internet is, and they hate the rule, you put it where you can see it. You don't want them having the best time of their lives because you can't see what they're... Yeah. It's not for me as much what they're doing, but who's talking to them.
Yeah.
What are they saying and what kind of information are they giving out, not meaning to? So we have a lot.
You talk and talk and talk, and you give them the rules and say, you know, don't talk about your school, don't talk about... Yeah. But you still never know what's going to come out because, you know, they're kids.
And we have an almost 18-year-old... Next Sunday, yeah. He turns 18. More grays just popped. And then we have a 12-year-old. And the almost 18-year-old living with us.
9-year-old. Well, and that's with his mom on the West Coast.
And from the gaming side, that's really where our perspective is. Because when we go out and visit Jay in California, we're going to Disney. We're doing, you know, all kinds of running around stuff. We haven't really gotten to sit down. I mean, we do the sit down and play stuff, which he's turning 10 this year.
Yeah.
But we haven't done like the online gaming and stuff. So that's where I was going with that.
Very true.
So LT's more participatory with us on that. It's a word, right?
Yes.
All right. M has kind of pulled back from that. He does his own thing and it's kind of lame. Nobody here is going to be surprised that an 18-year-old doesn't want to game with his parents. But so we have the loft and we have it set up with the four computers. Mm-hmm. And so all I got to do is turn my head. If I'm walking through, I can see what they've got going on. The 18-year-old hates us for this.
Yes.
But that's how it is in our house. And so that works really well. That the primary reason was the internet safety.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you agree that the biggest benefit has been the fact that we, even whether we're playing City of Heroes together or whether they're playing WoW or, you know, whatever the thing is, we're all still talking and having a conversation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And being that close, like you said, just... A thought occurs to you, and you can say it. And even though they hate the setup as far as privacy is concerned, ours is a very popular house when it comes to sleepovers.
Yes. Yes,
when
because...
When they can all jump up and wow at the same time and have little LAN parties.
Because we'll, you know, when they have friends over, we'll just say, take it over. You know, so you can have four crusty gamers up there stinking up the place, but having a blast. And then we even set up card tables. Like when our nephews come over, GK and RD come over, we'll set up tables. They'll bring a computer.
Their machines.
And it's just, it's funky, guys. It gets real funky up there. So we just go down to our room, close the door.
They've seen the gaming room down the hall.
Yeah. You guys have seen the gaming room down the hall here at Balticon 43. It's not quite that bad. I make them shower second or third day. But, you know, I'm a good mom and aunt. But so I think that has been the biggest, which I didn't anticipate just how well that would be as far as communication. We've been able to stay a lot closer with them because of the gaming. Again, even if we're playing different things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's still like, hey, Mom, I need this tomorrow. Oh, and then that sparks a whole conversation that you wouldn't have had if you were in one room and they were in another. And it's just really the only way that we've really maintained that bond with a couple of
boys. And we can more casually talk about what's going on with them at school and
And family stuff. It's more casual, and it works. I think it works really well. They reveal more while they're going, you know, WASD, WASD, OMG, lols. And they'll say something will come out of their mouth that they would have never said at the dinner table or in the car or face to face. It's kind of that sneaking in the side door kind of thing. And for anybody that's worried about, and this is in our family, we all really love music. And for the most part, we love the same kind of music. But then they veer off to the crunchy stuff, which I can't listen to when I'm gaming at all. It's like crunchy. No. Chooch
or
was
too much techno.
Too much. And I'll be like, when is this song going to end? And he's like, this is the third song. And I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. But so what Chooch did, which he just came up with on his own, and it was just brilliant, was he set up, you know, we've got all of this music that we've got on our server.
Is,
I said server, right?
Yeah.
Are you proud of me, command line?
Yes.
Aww. So he put all... Yes. You know I'll be dropping that at some point because he's going to start talking tech stuff and I'm going to be like, Velociraptor. So, but Chooch set up on our music server, he found something. What's it
called? I found an application called Tunes. T-U-N-E-Z. Mm-hmm. And it's made for LAN parties. And what it is it's a music voting system, jukebox system. So the server is hooked into one main stereo, and everybody hits this webpage. Everybody has their own login.
Mm-hmm.
and the entire music library, we've got, I don't know,
10,000.
60 gigs of music or something. All genres across the board. So anybody can just start clicking songs and adding it to the playlist, and boom, it starts playing. And then if somebody sees something way down the list, they can vote and it pops to the top, mm-hmm. whatever has the most votes. And it's been amazing.
And we have the parental skip song
yes.
option.
We are the only two that can skip whatever we want.
So,
and
so,
volume control.
And volume control. And it has been fantastic because, you know, it's... There was for a while the argument of, I want to listen to this. No, I want to listen to that. And it's just like, vote. Vote. And if who and so you'll go in there and it'll be like, click, 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 because they're trying to get their songs in the queue first. Because it plays in order that they're added to the queue, but then they can bump up their favorite songs yeah. and stuff. And then what was really great was when if we don't have anything in the queue, it just plays random.
Yeah, it does.
So there's
yeah.
always something playing. And then you can also sort it by... you know, artist, album, most popular. So mm-hmm. there are a lot of times that yeah. I'll just go through and click most popular and select all those songs with a click and just start playing it. And so we're listening to the same songs that get voted all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and the random's actually weighted like that.
For, right. Yeah. So for a bunch of music lovers that listen while we're gaming, it's fantastic. So I did, because, you know, we're, as usual, we're being chatty. So let's talk about board gaming.
Yeah,
which we don't do as much as we used to.
Yeah, and a lot less than a lot of people here.
Absolutely, and yeah.
So we're kind of hoping you guys can help us out.
Right. We started out with doing, you know, the board games, the Cranium games, which I still think are fantastic for getting kids started on gaming if you want to get them in simply. There's Kadoo and all of these other ones. Mm-hmm. They've got them set up for ages. And I think that, you know, everybody goes to those games, but I know they've been a blast. Kadoo games were fantastic bonding for us. With, you know, getting to know each other right when we first got together and mm-hmm. got married and everything, and we'd sit down with LT and M for as long as he would tolerate it. And just get to know each other and just do that, you know, go find this, sculpt this, whatever.
Number one game to play with your kids, mm-hmm. Apples to Apples.
And we almost bought that the other day at the
yeah,
store.
Yeah, that's right.
We keep hearing about it
and
we haven't
done
it.
I was surprised to see it was started getting carried at Target.
Yeah. And there's a junior version that you can play with your kids.
Yeah. I have to second that as well. It's a great, great, great game.
That's
and
awesome.
For adults as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what we keep hearing.
Yeah.
It comes with blank cards, you get to fill in yourself.
Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah, we do mostly the more traditional stuff. You know, we've yeah. got Monopoly and Life and Mousetrap and da-da-da-da.
Well, but which, you know what? He'll hear about it and he'll be like, let's play that. And we're like, done. Okay. If he suggests something, we'll do it. And if he hears friends at school talking about it, okay, yeah, here, come on, let's sit, let's play. And of course, the thing that we have found is that, you know, with the MMORPGs, you're on a team, the way we play. Mm-hmm. We're on a team together. It's cooperative. We're taking down the bad guys. We're healing each other. We're pulling aggro off each other. Mm-hmm. With the board games, the ones that he's wanted to play, the ones that we've gotten in the past, traditionally,
yeah.
they're more, you know, you're against, they're competitive. And that yeah. has been, it's kind of hard to get him back to the gaming table. So that was the question that we had, was about cooperative gaming. Yes, Ms. Ma'am.
Well, a new cooperative game that we've kind of just discovered is Pandemic.
Pandemic.
And I think LT is probably old enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because there's some strategy involved, and our 10-year-old is just starting to get the concept of strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So I think LT is probably mm-hmm. the right age for it. And it's definitely cooperative. I mean, your goal is to save the world.
Like
well, that's a good goal.
I like to describe it as Arkham Horror without the elaborate setup.
That's a good
that
thing.
That collaborative strategy and that fun of everybody trying to figure out how to beat the game
awesome.
Rather than beat each other.
And I Fantastic. Think if you have an over-competitive child like
yes.
mine is,
yeah.
I think we need yeah. to, if we're going to, we've had problems playing.
I have it here if anyone wants to play. Not quite right here.
Oh, I was going to say,
bring
it. No.
That would make fascinating audio.
But we've had problems playing competitive games because uh-huh.
yeah.
it gets so competitive.
Even Clue.
Even
yeah.
Clue.
We had to shut Clue
yeah.
down.
Wow. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think if we had a cooperative game, I think that would enable us to make better because we don't, I'd say, we don't game with our kid very often because
it's hard.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
And it ends up being something that pulls us apart rather than brings us together.
And yeah. that's kind of why we just kind of say, okay, let's let it calm down. We'll go MMO together, and then we'll get him back to the table again.
Mm-hmm.
And so 4th edition D&D came out, And we decided to do a campaign. And so we actually kind of cheated. We got, because we didn't want to spend all the money if they were going to be into it. So Chooch found.
It was new and there was so much
stuff.
People hate it. People love it. We didn't know what. Yeah. And we didn't know if the kids were going to be interested at all. And they've got this wonderful thing. It's like a demo.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't remember, $18.
Yeah.
And it has a condensed version of a DM mm-hmm. guide and a condensed version
and
of
the characters
guide.
Are already set up. You don't have to mm-hmm. roll the characters. You it can just sit down and start playing.
Floor tiles, and it's
they
got...
They did that with Third, and it was a great success.
Yeah, I never touched Third at all. I hadn't played since, I don't know, my 20s, early 20s.
The 20s? You're not that old.
18-year-old next week, graduating.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
But, yeah, and that was, it was great because, you know, this is pre-rolled characters too, so you didn't have to spend a whole bunch of time.
So it ended up, I wasn't able to play because we ended up, it was you and my brother and his two boys and LT, and of course, M didn't want to play.
Yes.
You're seeing a continuing theme here. But you guys played for like 4 hours or so.
Yeah.
And I would say that two of the boys are hooked. My brother will play anytime you want to play. So we're actually going to make that investment because you enjoyed that edition, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and so the cooperative play was great, but I really appreciate the suggestions, the apples from everybody out here, because I think even it helps us, but I think that there are other parents in the same situation as us. How do you get them back to the table after they've had a bad gaming experience and they've taken it really personal?
Going back to the MMO for just a minute, I want to know what your opinion on an issue is.
Okay.
The MMO that our family plays is Mabinogi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's one of those, what they call, freemium games. You can play for free.
Right.
And so what we use is we have the kids can do chores to earn cards to play on. But so that was the whole kind of structure of getting into it. But there's, of course, lots of quests that need to be completed in order to advance in various areas with the character. And my daughter and I had made an agreement that if I helped her with this set of quests, she would help me with these. And I helped her with hers, and now when I ask her to help her with mine,
she blows you off.
Right. So my reaction has been, okay, well, this is just a game. I'm not going to punish you for this. But when you ask me to come quest with you again, I'm going to say, well, before I do that, I need this.
Quid pro quo, please.
That was my instinct as to how to react to this, as if I was anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, as if I had been blown off by just some other random gamer.
And she's old enough that she needs to know that lesson because she's in school. She's going to be doing school projects. She's going to be getting a summer job or something in the next couple of years. She's going to be entering the workforce. And that's something that we struggle with a lot is you want your kids to have fun. You want them to play. You want that unstructured play time so they can be kids. But you're also trying to bring them up to be able to be successful with air quotes there, because I don't care if LT wants to own a gas station or work at a gas station, whatever, I don't care. I want him to be successful so he's happy. And that's what I mean by successful. I don't mean, you know, the next Bill Gates or whatever. I mean just happy with where they want to be and that they are able to get there. And so work ethic is something we've tried. We've tried really hard. We've got some examples in their lives of not the greatest work ethic.
Yeah.
So we're trying to kind of say, this is what you attain if you work. And being able to work with other people, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. And I can see why you don't want to punish. I totally get that. Because you don't want to make it a negative interaction. Well, I interacted with my dad and now I'm punished. You know, because that's kind of how they think about things.
Right.
But I would totally do it the same way. Because, you know, well, we made this deal and I don't want to harp on it. If you want me to help you, we'll do what the original deal was. And then I'm more than happy to spend that time and help you. I think that's a fantastic way to handle it. It's totally the way we would do it.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a little snarky, but we would do it.
Which podcast is this? I apologize. I forgot to look
at
the sign.
No problem. It's called End of the Blender.
.com.
Ding. I love you, Dave. So we've got some suggestions on cooperative play, and I, again, thank you for that. One thing that we struggle with is keeping the environment non-competitive so that it can be, like MA was saying, you know, you can have difficulty. And Andrea, do you guys deal with that when you game with the boys? You don't?
Our children are not competitive.
Wow.
Blessed.
Oh. Yes, Thomas.
I wouldn't agree other with that statement at all. It's starting to happen. It didn't used to be, more so with the video games and with board games. With board games, it's a family event, and that tends to diffuse some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't do some of the backbiting that I've overheard them doing in front of Wii, because we're there.
Right.
Right.
But I'm starting to pick up on it. If they're playing Super Smash Brothers, or they're playing, you know, one of the Sonic games or something like that, there's some proto-trash talk starting to emerge.
One thing about video gaming that I've noticed is that my kids, when we're doing the console, which you have a 360 instead, mm-hmm. When we're doing the console, the games that the kids are playing most are Knights of the Old Republic, Mass Effect, Prince of Persia, which are there's only one person to be playing.
Right.
And you're doing things, and
no sharesies.
And that allows us a different kind of cooperation, mm-hmm. in that, my mom, Dee's playing it, and she's having trouble with a particular puzzle, and Lava's Battle just go, oh, you need to talk to so-and-so.
Yeah.
And oh, okay, and then they run off and talk to so-and-so, yeah. and they figured out how to get past whatever puzzle it was.
So even though it's one player, it's still cooperative.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
And we're kind of, all trying to figure out the thing. We have a kind of a rule of no online cheats, no strategy guides. We just play it. Because we're all playing it, we kind of give each other the strategy guide.
Nice.
Yeah, I from Zelda Ocarina of Time, I've been using strategy guides and GameFAQs.com and stuff like that.
I do if I get...
But my daughter and I now have an argument over which is better, the sniper rifle or the
shotgun. Just the kind of discussion that a father and daughter should be having. I so dig that, Nobellas. That's awesome. Yes, yes.
And she's going to say, he prefers the sniper rifle.
So I wanted to ask you a question, Chooch.
Yeah.
With, because you started out with computer gaming,
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of computer gaming, and I know you did the D&D and all those kinds of gaming mm-hmm. things throughout your life, and I don't know how much gaming you did with your family, but what would you say was the most relevant gaming experience that you had that made you keep going back? Because a lot of people, when they hit their 20s, they put away the childish things and they don't get out the games anymore, and I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah.
But I know, right? But so what do you think? Was there one, or was it just a whole bundle of experiences?
Growing up, my family didn't really do much gaming. My family is interesting in that there was a very large span between my youngest sibling and I. So
mm-hmm.
so my sister's 10 years older than I am, and I've got a brother and another sister, and they're all within a few years of each other. Mm. And so,
the baby.
Yes. And my parents had gotten divorced when I was around 9, and so we didn't really do much family gaming, though my mom and I actually played, she taught me how to play poker. We used to play a lot of poker. We do camping trips and play for matchsticks and stuff like that. And that was a lot of fun. And my mom actually jumped into video games pretty early. We got our first Atari 2600. And
Kaboom is still the best game ever.
And I still have it.
So says Gutshot.
I've got 100 carts. And
you got the paddles?
I've got the paddle. I've got the keypads. You can stick them together and do basic. And yeah. Anyways, so my mom would... It's kind of funny. She would wait till I went to bed, and she'd stay up all night playing Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Space Invaders was her thing. She loved it. And she actually had a repetitive stress injury and didn't know it. And she got into the doctor. My thumbs are... And he's like, well, what's new? What are you... I don't know. I just go to work. She's like, wait a minute. She had Atari thumb.
All night gaming. Yeah, it's an awesome family to marry into.
Yeah. And my...
I was going to say, didn't we get her a GameCube a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah. Got her GameCube, but she was able to get the old games.
For the grandkids when they come over.
For the grandkids when they come over, that she just happens to be playing when they're not there.
No, but I just realized she's also been a lifelong sci-fi fan and fantasy mm-hmm. fan. And she did get involved when I got into D&D as a kid. And she would love to mm-hmm. help create characters. I got her to play... a game once
Did
when
you?
I was like 10 or 11, and
And she really enjoyed it, but she never continued to play. But she loved hearing the character bios and the background and the creation and the creativity and all
See, that's, you know, let me tell you about my character. It's a line that will work with your mother.
Yeah. Though it drove her insane how I could sit at the table and spend 6 hours straight working on a module and with a pile of homework that kept going and going. If you applied a tenth of, you know.
We have an update.
Got that.
Kraken Thief.
We know who the Kraken Thief is
now. Who? And we have an update from the Kraken Thief panel. And MA, who is the Kraken Thief?
Sci-fi Laura.
No!
She looks so innocent, I never would have suspected her.
Wow.
I got a picture of her with the Kraken's jersey.
Nice.
It's always the ones you don't expect.
Was it really a picture of her with Kraken's jersey? Or
yes.
Was it like a Bigfoot thing where it's a blurry
spot?
It looks like,
look. Awesome.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Well, I for my gaming experience growing up, it was board games with the family sitting around, whether it was Trivial Pursuit or Triominoes. It wasn't Triominoes, that's what it was called. Dominoes, but triangles.
Yeah.
They didn't do the D&D stuff. My brother did, and my ex did, and they actually got me to play it once. And I just basically went, la, 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 la. Okay, I roll now. Okay, la, 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 la. I didn't get into it at all. And I was kind of disappointed when I didn't get to play when you guys played a couple months ago, because I was really looking forward to it. And so we're going to do that again.
Yeah.
But
my dad didn't play any games at all. We fished.
Yeah.
And
your dad's
went,
very
and
outdoorsy.
Flew airplanes.
Yeah.
He's the cowboy. But
yeah. But my then, of course, we got Pong was our first, you know, plug-in game.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right, we had an Odyssey before
the Atari 2600 Geekgasm.
Magnavox. Yes, we had a 400, but
PC Munchkin. I'm sorry,
that's okay. Do you need another moment?
No,
I totally respect it.
Sorry, I interrupted.
It's okay, but we started getting the game consoles, and my brother and I played a lot. I mean, it was. You know, it was Mario, of course. It was, you know, Donkey Kong, whatever the big games were out. And Contra, for some reason, we were fascinated with Contra. Couldn't stop
up,
playing
up, down,
it.
Down, down, left, down, left, right.
Exactly. Exactly.
I still play all the way through it.
I don't think I ever did finish it.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, VA start.
That's what he just was, yeah. That's kind of sad. I mean, I respect it, but wow. Wow. So we did video gaming, my brother and I, and then my dad kind of got lured into it, actually. My dad has, you know, he's got
right.
the gaming systems and stuff like that. And he's
an FPS fiend. He loves the first person
Yes, he
shooter.
Does. He really does. He actually does. But he also, it was kind of cute to watch him playing when we would get the boys with him and play. And I don't think you saw this as much. This was more when they were younger. It would be, you know, M sitting there playing against my dad. And my dad would be like, "What? How are you doing that? That's cheating. You can't do tricks that I don't know. You have to tell me how to do that." And M's like, you know, whatever.
Right.
Okay, pop, pop. You gotta catch up. So that was really cute. And so we've had, you know, my mom never played the video gaming. She just couldn't be bothered with it. She couldn't be bothered with learning the VCR remote, any of that stuff. And I did say VCR, and you know those were simple. She just couldn't be bothered with any of it. And so we did board gaming with her. My brother and I did the computer gaming. And then I never did an MMO until you and I together and kind of friends introduced us to that. So gaming in pieces and it was just, you know, the sitting around talking because my family's hysterical. They've got a wicked and I'm sometimes very sharp sense of humor. And so you would sit around and play a game and I couldn't even tell you what game we were playing the next day because we were laughing so hard. So it's just kind of that bonding thing that really reinforced it for me and made me want to carry it forward with the kids. And I do want to say to be careful of the MMORPG games because they are incredibly addictive. And it has lured us, and I've kind of touched on that before, it's kind of lured us away from the board games and we're trying to get our way back to those.
Yeah.
It's kind of too late for M because he's just wow. You know, he's just all into World of Warcraft. But LT is still open to it.
It, well, and the thing going to D&D after they have all this MMO experience, did throw them off first because it's so slow.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the combat one fight, you know, can take 20 minutes, half hour, and they're supposed to walk, walk, poop, heal, go.
Yeah, next battle.
Level up.
Yeah. So does anybody have an experience that they want to offer up about, like, what game do you think, if you had one, was there a particular game, a particular event that really said, I want to keep gaming and this is how I want to do it, family-wise or otherwise? Yes, Zach.
I don't know if this is a positive experience.
I love when a story starts out like that.
I'm going to share it anyway. I grew up in a family that was incredibly competitive, especially on my mom's side. They were of the kind that when they would play Scrabble, if one person got up to go to the bathroom, everybody at the table got up and went with that person.
Wow.
They were not checking dictionaries.
Oh.
That was me growing up. And so as a kid growing up, that influence kind of came in too, because I would see my two little brothers sitting there with their Sega Genesis playing Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, and in my youngest brother is just, I don't know what it is. He's incredible at everything he does. But in the middle of this wicked Chun-Li combo, my younger, the middle brother would just reach over and just pound him right on the head. And then go back, just to break up the combo so he could get back.
Wow.
We'd yank each other's controllers out. Me and my brothers would just...
Yeah, my brother's bigger than me. I never did that. And I was really good at daddy, so he didn't do it to me either. There was no yanking of consoles.
I remember sitting and playing. My dad was a bit of an elitist. He didn't want the Atari. He got the Intellivision.
Oh, oh nice. Well, that's fancy.
I love the Odyssey, though.
Anyways, I can remember sitting with him and playing the football and the horse racing games. And... The controllers on that were not particularly reliable.
Yeah.
And so he'd go, on the buttons, you know. And it's like, Dad, you have to just kind of...
Tap it, yeah.
Right.
And just kind of hold it down gently. You're not punching it.
Right.
You know? And but his, you know, just frustration level. And then, you know, and then they get a touchdown, you know.
Yeah.
So did you get the voice module with B-52 Bomber?
Yeah.
Bandit, 6 o'clock.
That crack, no, Billis, that cracks me up, because my dad's phrase was, damn B button, damn B button. And it was just like, yeah, the B button. Three other people used that 5 minutes ago, but it's the B button, Dad, sure.
Clearly.
Boys, tell Pop-Pop it's okay, you know. It's okay, Pop-Pop. Yes, Zach.
The one that really kept us coming back and playing was Tecmo Bowl.
Yes. I'm not a football fan, but I loved playing that game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
When we...
That really long bomb, Montana to right.
Yeah. Yes. When we got the Wii and they did the virtual console, that's the first thing I downloaded to be able to play again.
Yeah. Andrea?
I think it's just the fact that gaming can be such a family-oriented activity.
Yeah.
That there's never been a point in my life when it wasn't in. We were lifelong bridge, mahjong, rummy players, and...
Yeah. It's a part of his culture.
Who doesn't play games? There's never been a point in my life when there weren't games.
I can answer that with. For whatever reason, and I've actually tried to figure this out. I don't know why, because I played games. When I married my first husband, we would just, you know, we had, you know, the Nintendo, and we'd play that and this, that, and the other. And sometimes it'd be cooperative and sometimes it wasn't. But for some reason, we never played board games. And then we'd go to my brother's house, who continued playing, whether it was a card game or, you know, whatever it was. We'd go over there and be like, I'm having a lot of fun with this. Let's do this at home. And we just never did for whatever reason. And so I think that, you know, having somebody to game with again is just, it's like, oh, yeah, this is really fun. Let me just spoil my inner child again.
So I need to find another wife? Is that what you're
saying? I'm not going to say that. No, I'm not going to say find another wife.
How do you get her involved?
Find something that she would possibly have an interest in. There are so many games out now. Yeah. There's nothing at all. There's absolutely no aspect. Maybe, you know, the Britney Spears Dance Dance Revolution, the Wii Fit, anything that would lure her.
Seen it.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, there are, you said who doesn't game, but there are people who don't.
There are.
There are people who sit and watch sports.
That's very true. That's very true.
Or for that matter, read or do anything else that isn't just...
Right. That's their time, and they don't want to interrupt.
Well, long story short, she didn't have cable growing up, so...
Oh, so she's making up for lost time.
Well, no. Nah. She just never was exposed. So.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was weird.
Yeah, like I said, my dad doesn't game at all. He's never
had an interest in it.
Not even cards or anything.
Yes, Zach.
My wife wasn't a gamer before we got married, and she would be upset because I was a gamer, and I would spend time gaming, and... Anyway, going on, a few years into it, I discovered The Sims. And she took to that like a duck to water.
Yeah.
To the point where literally I was just like, I don't know why I introduced this to her.
Why did I get on my sister? Where's my dinner, woman? Put that game down and fix my dinner.
Exactly words to that.
No, you would never. You would never, I know.
But yeah, The Sims, and I hate to say it, but... The Rock Band and the New Guitar Hero.
Yes, absolutely.
And
yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, go to someone's house that has it and just put the guitar in her hand and see what happens.
You keep trying to tell her to come over and play Wii bowling. I'm like, I can't get her to do real bowling. Why don't you do Wii bowling?
Well, I don't do real bowling because it hurts my back. I do Wii bowling because it's fun. It's awesome.
Bowling is an intelligence test. You clearly...
I get really mad at her because she whips me.
Yeah. I've seen it. It's not pretty. Wait, Biscuit. I do have to ask, though, who was it that flung the Wiimote into the TV? Which...
That would be Ben.
Okay. That's right. You bought it like that. Okay.
Yeah, not me.
Helen?
My mother makes us wear the wrist. The
I make my kids wear them too. Helen?
This is all funny to me because my family did not do any games growing up. My dad is very much into doing his own thing.
Right.
And my mom did not do the things that he did. We had our family bonding experience, but they were more like all four of us falling out of the canoe going down the bottom.
Oh, see?
But my husband and his four brothers do tons of games, to the point where every time we go over to visit my in-laws, that's what you do in the evening. You either have to sit with my father-in-law and listen to television at very high volume while he flips through every channel, or you go out in the dining room with all the brothers and the sisters-in-law and you play games.
That's awesome.
I would like to play games, and we're trying to set it up on a regular basis so that we do that. Problem is, I can never tell when the hubster is coming home in the evening. And then the other problem is, I have a slightly destructive, almost three-year-old. that turn-taking idea
hasn't
quite gotten into yet. So she sees us playing something like Feed the Kitty or Jenga or some of these other simple games that her sister is starting to get into. And Jenga is like... No way of winning that, because she immediately goes, blocks!
Yeah. You know what I would say, and I know that we're running out of time, just to kind of get her to stay interested, because it's clear she wants to play, is take the older daughter and just say, let's play with her rules for a little while, and just make up some really simple way, strip down the game rules, let it just be blocks, build it up and knock it down.
We got two sets of Jenga blocks. We gave one to her, so we have about a 10-minute delay factor before she starts coming over to ours. And we're working on things that she will do.
Well, and I can say that something that I've always tried to do is, especially with LT, because he was, you know, Jay doesn't live with us. When we go to visit Jay, it sounds bad, but it's pretty much all about Jay because we don't get to see him that often. And LT and M just roll. They love him. They adore him. And so they're happy with that. But, you know, with LT coming up with a five-year age difference from M, I make a point of doing mommy and LT days where we'll go off. Okay, yes, we're going to get tennis shoes, but we're also going to stop and we're going to do this and we're going to have a long lunch and we're going to talk or we're going to try and find something to do together. So just... take the three-year-old and just play and let her do whatever she wants. And then the older daughter doesn't feel like she's always, okay, we have to play like this. And give her her own game time. Give the younger one her own game time with you.
Yeah, we've been doing that.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to find one more game that I can stave that child off with for 5 minutes.
Kerplunk. Kerplunk was, I think, is a good one. It's really simple. Yeah. It sticks in a tube. They hold up marbles. You pull out the sticks one at a time. Yeah. So.
And not only that, taking a turn out of turn is increasing your chance.
Right.
Exactly. That's very true, Nobelus.
It's a very good game for turn taking.
Yes.
You actually don't want to take a turn.
Right. That's absolutely true. Very good point. So there's some tech stuff going on right now.
One more question.
Does anybody have another statement, comment, anything?
Love you guys.
Aw, Jenny Boo, we love you, too.
I told you. Group hug at the end.
group clump. Yes,
Thomas. And I know this will hit home. Dark Tower.
Yes.
It was a huge formative experience.
Absolutely.
It was my older brother who dragged me into gaming. And yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Willingly, especially after that. It was just dark. Yeah, and with that, it was, to really get most out of the game, you needed all four players. You know,
yeah.
It just wasn't the same when you only had two or three.
Mm.
So it was, you know, he's got a friend over, or a couple of friends over, and okay, you can play two. And so I always got a chance, a turn to play, because they needed one more person to play. When I started playing D&D, that's why I started playing D&D. And I started playing a lot younger than my peers.
Yeah.
Because my 4.5-year-old older brother pulled me in to round out the party.
Yeah. Timor's actually has a Dark Tower.
Yeah.
And
we have to
refurbish the motor. The motor isn't firing up. But once we get that
kill
going,
him and take his stuff. Yeah.
or
right.
Or you could be nice and enjoy his company and play it with him and not go to jail.
Exactly. You could also just take it for a year.
Oh, Dark Tower quest.
Play it in unusual places. Take pictures of yourself playing or of other people playing.
People enjoying it.
Well, I think we're out of time. Are we out of time?
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody. Big love to everybody that came tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you. If you didn't get a gummy bracelet, please come by and get one, because I'm going to feel stupid taking them home, and they'll look awesome on you. Doesn't taste good. Do not eat the gummy bracelets. We did not give that warning.
Yes.
There's always one.
So thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.